A nearly 7-acre assembly of land that includes the historic Capitol Iron Building, running from the foreshore of Victoria's Upper Harbour East to Government Street, is going on the market for an unspecified price. The land and buildings are owned by Victoria's Green family. Morris Green founded Capitol Iron as a scrap business. The business was taken on by son Ronald Green and its retail offerings have grown ever since. Mike Black, Ronald Green's son-in-law, is now sole owner of the Capitol Iron business, which is a tenant in a building at 1900 Store Street. Capitol Iron also has stores in Sydney and Langford. Capitol Iron is not for sale, Black said Tuesday. He anticipates that a land and building sale will permit the business to remain in its 1862 Heritage Registered building. The store's lower area, to the west of Store Street, is filled with outdoor furniture, garden pots, plants and more now that spring is here. Capitol Iron has control of its leases for all three stores for the foreseeable future, Black said. His daughter Kylie, Capitol Iron's executive project manager, joined the business in summer 2017 with the goal of taking over when Black retires, he said. She represents the fourth generation in the business. The collection of lots will be marketed by Cushman & Wakefield. The listing will be ready in 2 to 3 weeks. Family spokesman and consultant David Ganong said, "This is probably one of the best sites remaining in the city of Victoria. Where else do you find 7 acres? Developers have approached the family in the past," he said. He anticipates that given the size and scope of the lands, that Lower Mainland developers will be interested, noting that other major development properties have been purchased recently by Vancouver companies. "There is so much attention on Victoria from the Vancouver development crowd, it would be a natural. Existing zoning allows for mixed use and industrial use, with some residential. The grade of the property on the Capitol Iron side runs from sidewalk level down to the water. The property offers a panoramic view that includes Vic West and downtown. The properties were assembled over many years. The land and building are owned by Green Family Companies, Store Street Holdings Limited and Carew Holdings Limited. Their objective is to sell the entire assembly because that is probably where the most value is," Ganong said. "This will not affect the existing tenants. Their lease tenure is still intact." Other than Capitol Iron, tenants include Valhalla Pure Outfitters, 1834 Store Street, and The Hop, 1910 Store Street, where locally made goods are sold. Across Store Street to the east is Capitol Iron's parking lot, plus commercial buildings running to Government Street. That site is bordered by Discovery and Chatham Streets and is home to clothing store Marks at 530 Chatham Street, plus a strip of businesses facing Government Street, including Compugen, Sports Rent, Island Graphics, and Arc at Home Fireplaces. The Green Family Holdings are coming on the market as developers increasingly turn their attention to the north end of downtown, once an enclave for heavy industry. This is an area in transition, with developers are working on condominium plans. These include Chris Lefevre, who is aiming to put up a condo project with some commercial space nearby at Chatham and Store Streets. Phillips Brewing and Malting Company will open a tasting room at the corner of Discovery and Government Streets. CJ Wilson at TimesColonist.com. Note to readers, this is a corrected version of the story. David Ganong is president and founder of Canada ICI, a firm specializing in capital markets and real estate financing. He is no longer managing director of Colliers International on Vancouver Island.